Welcome back to Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. Ian Wendt, Andrew Morton with you till 9 o'clock today. A lot of softball today as a couple Lenawee County teams are gearing up for their regional semifinals. We'll talk about some Sand Creek softball later, but now it's Addison's turn to go to the northwestern part of Lenawee County, and we are joined in studio by Coach Kelly Gond. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
And on the phone, we have Justin Patterson, who's unable to be in studio. Morning, Coach. So we'll start in studio, and just, you know, you look at the record, and I know you kind of do the old throw the record out thing when you get to the playoffs, and your Panthers right now, 17-17, but that doesn't matter. You have hardware to show for it, a district title. But could you talk about some of the maybe ups and downs you've had this year?
Well, we definitely had our ups and downs. We've worked really hard, and are working to get to regionals here, and we've definitely lost some games we thought we should have won, and we're working real hard to get there. So,
and you know, the nature of the league you play in the Cascades, I know it's the same for all the other sports, but in a way it's like, okay, there's the Lenawee County schools and there's Addison in the Cascades. Can you sort of talk about that league race and some of the teams you've played and have had good battles with this year?
Oh yeah, the Cascades Conference is a really strong conference. We battled this year and got some wins we haven't gotten in the past, and so we're real happy about that. But you know, we are in Lenawee County and play in a Jackson County league, so it's kind of tough for us to get some press once in a while. So we really enjoy when anybody calls us or anything we have to do in the press, because we want to be on top of that. Our Cascades Conference is a very, very tough league to be in. Napoleon and Grass Lake have dominated that league for quite a few years. So we finished, I think we finished tied for fifth, if I remember right, which is a couple notches above where we normally have finished in the past.
And then to, I guess we'll send it over to the phone, Coach.
I think he cut out.
I think he cut
out.
He
said he was in North Adams, so he expected possibly cut out. Maybe.
Okay, so he's driving around. I thought I heard something, so I guess we'll keep it in studio. So you talk about a finish that's kind of in the middle of the league. So going into the playoffs, I know you have expectations for your team, but you know, deep down, a district title, you know, like, I don't know anything can happen, but that's incredible looking record-wise.
Well, traditionally, we have not done very well in our district. We have, this year, we won the second district title in the history of the school. So it was pretty big deal for our kids. I mean, we talked about that all year, how... they made goals at the beginning of the year. We talked to them and we made these goals. Hey, this is what do you guys want to accomplish? And one of them was, you know, we want to finish above 500. We want to finish in the middle of the pack in our conference. Mm-hmm. We want to win a district title. And so that was huge for us, because, you know, we have never done that as a team, as a coaching staff, and to be able to only do that once before, and I believe that it was 2008 is when that happened, before I started coaching. So yeah, that's huge for us. We're really excited about it.
Yeah. Oh, and absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So, talking with Coach Kelly Gond here inside the cave, Addison softball. What's been the difference? What's been special about this team to get you over that hump? Like, is there something different? Is it like a senior class, or is it just embracing the coaching? What do you think has been the difference?
Well, this has been a building process from long, long ago. This started, a long time ago with these kids. We've been able to change a culture to not just picking your glove up and a bat up the first day of practice. It's something that happens year round, working on your skills. Justin and myself have been working with this group of kids since they were very young. We both have daughters on the team. His daughter is a junior and mine's a sophomore. So we've had two groups of kids that we've been really working with since they were very young. And we've been able to develop as coaches through that process also. So that, you know, because they teach us too. We're teaching each other. Mm-hmm. And as we come through, we are in the business of challenging kids every day to get better. That's what we do. And we have to learn how to do that better every day, just as they have to learn their skills better every day. So we really work on that. We really work on building those blocks that put us over the top.
And I think kind of what Ian said, you guys are a smaller school, so I think it benefits you guys a lot more being able to start with them at a kind of younger age, because everyone's kind of around each other and they're seeing these older people and what they're doing, and the older kids are able to kind of help the younger kids, and it all kind of meshes into each other. And like you said, it builds a culture from starting at a very younger age.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have about 240 kids in our high school.
Yep.
So it's a small community. We need to build our program from that youth program up. And, in this year, we started our middle school team. So all of Lenawee County, pretty much every school in the county has a middle school program now.
Yep.
So that's something that Jason Skeels over at Adrian, we had it all set up the year of COVID, and it all fell apart.
Yeah.
And then it came back, and now we're in it this year also. A couple of the schools have two teams. So building that foundation with those younger kids and bringing them along and having the numbers that you need to have when they get into high school is pivotal.
And I think, I even saw it at Adrian this year. I think having those middle school teams are a really good stepping point, because you're getting them into learning the high school culture, where years past it would be city ball, travel ball, and they're learning different things in those. Not saying they're bad things, but having them in-house is just much better in the long run, I feel as though.
Oh, absolutely. The coaches, the varsity coaches can have some input.
Yep.
They get to know those kids. In our community, there's not a lot of kids playing travel ball.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of kids playing through the summer. We have a good foundation in our youth ball program, but that ends in June.
Yep.
And so having this middle school program being able to play in the month of April and May, and being done when school is over,
yep.
It is so pivotal. It really is. It was something that we could see right from the beginning. We need to have a middle school program of 7th and 8th graders, and hopefully we'll have two teams in the future, 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
And that just that's big for us.
Yeah.
It really is.
Talking with Coach Kelly Gahn here from the Addison softball program, a district championship. I was trying to look up the path you guys took in that district. You know it better than anyone. Can you walk our listeners through, who maybe aren't tracking the Cascades and the things going on up there, your battle through districts?
Well, we had to, our first game in districts, we had to play Vandercook. And Vandercook won the district last year. They handily won the district last mm-hmm. year. Had a very good team, we played them during the season, was able to come out with a couple wins from them. So we felt good about our first game, and we were able to, our offense came out and delivered.
Yeah, I found yep. the result.
Yeah.
You don't see that too often. You won't say it, but it was 17-1.
Yeah, yeah. I think okay. we scored 11 runs in the first inning. So we came out on fire. our kids were ready to go. And then Concord and East Jackson played before us. That was a very interesting game because East Jackson had beaten Concord two times in the regular season quite handily. And Concord came out and beat them. And so we had a regular scheduled doubleheader to play Concord during the season that got canceled. So we had no idea really going into that what we could do against them. We watched the game a little bit, but, you know, it was like, hey, our hitter's going to come and hit. And we went down in the first inning, four runs. We were home team. And we went down four runs in the first inning. So we kind of got a little bit nervous, but we came right back out and put six up. So that's the kind of offense that we think we have. And hopefully we're working really hard this week because Reading has a great outfield. They have three solid outfield players. And so we need to drive the ball. We've been working all week to do that. Trying to drive the ball. We have a game plan. You know, we're going to drive the ball through the infield, line shots. That's our plan. So if we come out and execute that, we're going to do just fine. But Reading's got a good team. And so we split with them during the season.
I was going to say 18-5, the final over Concord. Five innings. So that's a pretty good run output, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll take it as coach, right? Is 18 enough for you?
Yeah,
okay.
We did not want to mess around. It's not that we were trying to do that, but we wanted to finish.
Yeah, just
off.
Make sure
we wanted
right?
to finish. Right?
Yeah, because you know it could go the other way.
It could. Just we were like at that. Any time. I've seen runs. I've seen leads go away on us, and so Justin and myself both said, "Hey, let's finish this. Let's get this over with, and let's move on. Let's win a district title."
I know offense is very important, and it sounds like it's a priority to you. But when I think softball, high school-wise, I think dominant pitchers that are out there throwing doubleheaders, you know, going the distance. Do you see yourself, your Panthers as a team that can do that type of thing, or you're kind of a pitcher by committee?
Well, what's nice is, you know, we do have two pitchers that we feel confident in both of them to throw for us, and they've pretty much all year have thrown one game in a doubleheader, and the other pitcher's thrown the other one. We feel confident in both of our pitchers, and they've both picked each other up when the other one, you know, wasn't doing well, and throw the other one in there, and they've done well for us. So, we're gonna pitch and we're gonna play defense. We know that. The big question that sometimes that eludes us in some games is, will we hit? Are we gonna hit? And so, we're really really trying to get our hitters around to come out and drive the ball.
And I guess to build off the pitching kind of question there, does having a week off before the regional semifinal kind of help with, you know, resting their arms and, you know, having them fresh for the doubleheader you possibly could have tomorrow?
Well, I don't think it's really good or bad one way or the other. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty packed season, and our kids have come out and thrown the ball equally as well when we've had a real tight schedule.
Yep.
You know, both of them are very seasoned pitchers and have thrown a lot of games in a row, played summer tournaments where they're throwing, you know, 100 pitches per game, and we'll play, you know, three games in a day. So
yeah.
they're used to that. So the sooner we could play, the better.
Yeah.
I think we're ready to go.
Yep.
So tomorrow, 12 noon against Reading.
Yes.
Out in Dansville on the other side of that bracket. Should your Panthers win, it's either Whiteford or Dansville. Coach, best of luck with Reading, and we'll be tracking the Panthers and see how far you can go. We appreciate you making your way in studio.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it too. Anytime you call me, you call us. We'll be talking to you.